Blog Talk Radio.
Kindly
press number one on your phone so we get the indication that you'd like to talk to us. Questions, comments, chat, whatever you want to do. We're here and open to everything. And here every Thursday evening, we're here with the Wisdom of Spirit, and we discuss a myriad of spiritual and metaphysical insights. And we're here to help guide you in your day-to-day living. Topics will include and are not limited to spirit messages and guidance, psychic and mediumship chats, alternative healing modalities. Obviously, like tonight we have a meditation. This is one of our monthly meditations. Chakras, gemstones, tarot, runes, astrology, numerology, animal communication, and more. If you'd like more information on me, go to my website, www.readingswithrose.com. Or if you'd like more information on Winterbrook, please visit her website, which is www.winterbrookmedium.com. I'm really not going to be anywhere. Oh, yes, I am. I'm lying. Monday night, I'm going to be out in Melville at the Applebee's there. They're having a fundraiser, so if you know about it or if you are part of it, I'd love to see you there. I know Winterbrook's got something coming up. What's your next event, Winterbrook?
What don't I have coming up? Tomorrow night, actually, it's one of my favorite events of the year. It's called Meet the Psychics. It's at the Eyes of Learning, which is a nonprofit metaphysical learning organization that holds its events at Levittown Hall at 201 Levittown Parkway in Hicksville. And tomorrow evening, the event Meet the Psychics is kind of cool. The audience will be divided into five groups. And we generally get anywhere from 100 to 200 people in attendance. So it's a well-received program. And then there'll be five of us professional psychic/psychic mediums. Tomorrow night on board, or slated to be there, of course, you know, pending emergency situation, Daniel Ackner, Dee Cologne, Ronnie Todd, Selena Mijot, and myself. And each of us will be with one of the five audience groups. And after about 25 minutes, during which we kind of introduce ourselves to the group and then give out some messages, we will then switch. It's kind of like speed dating, except the mediums are the boys and the attendees are the girls. So you guys can just sit and be comfortable, and the next medium will do, you know, round circle, will come and then address your group. The evening goes on till about 10:45. It is a little bit of a late evening, but you get all of that for a whopping $15. And if you're an Eyes of Learning member, of course, it's only 10. And again, Eyes of Learning is a not-for-profit. They host monthly metaphysical lectures at the town hall there, Levittown Hall. They donate funds towards high school scholarships, animal welfare agencies. And it's just a great organization. It's the oldest one on Long Island. It was started by Elaine Resnick. And many psychics have come through there. In addition to Meet the Psychics, then on Sunday they hold their fall festival fundraiser. And I think it's $5 this year. I think they went up a whole dollar. And for that, you can partake of about a dozen or more vendors of metaphysical and other types of items. There are four free lectures on the stage that you can sit in on. And if you'd like, all day long, myself included, readers are donating their time to the Eyes of Learning, and you can purchase a 15 to 20 minute reading for $25. The money goes to the Eyes of Learning, and you'll be able to have a reading. And I'll be there from 11 to 1. And that's, and then Sunday evening, I host my monthly spiritualist worship service where I put on the little scarf thing and I become Reverend Winterbrook. And that's at my office in Northport. If you're interested, just take a look at the website calendar. And that's my events for the weekend. I have actually 9 events in 8 days, and we're getting down to the 8th day, so I'm a little tired.
Oh, my God, I don't know how you do this, but anyway.
Yeah, I was at Adelphi University yesterday. What a lovely audience. I was lecturing on mediumship, and Candlewood Middle School PTA had a wonderful fundraiser Tuesday night, Halloween events with the Chamber of Commerce. So it's been busy, busy. So I'm blessed and I'm grateful. But, yeah, it'll be good to have Monday morning off before I sit for trance Monday night.
Nice.
So,
okay.
Speaking of trance, I think we have some guides here that we'd like to do the meditation.
Sounds good to me. Yeah, I got that memo too. all right, before we further ado, or without further ado, let's get rolling with the meditation. If I could find the music, I'll do it. Okay, here we go. All right, let's meditate.
Okay. So take a moment and find the most comfortable position you can find in your seat. And let's begin with three cleansing breaths. On the inhale, I want you to visualize white light coming in with the breath. And as you exhale, I would like you to release any tension or tightness. So beginning with the first cleansing breath, see the breath and the light enter within. The light filling your head, neck, shoulders, arms, and hands. And as you exhale, release any tension you've been holding in that part of your body. On the second cleansing breath, bring the breath and the light within, seeing the light begin to fill your chest cavity, your lungs, heart, intestines, stomach, kidneys, adrenals, and back. And as you exhale, release any tightness or tension you may be holding in that part of your body. On the third cleansing breath, bring the breath and the light within, this time seeing the light fill your buttocks, your thighs, your knees, calves, ankles, and feet. And as you exhale, release any tightness or tension you may be holding in that part of your body. Now take a moment and just scan your body for any residual areas of discomfort. Should you become aware of any, allow the white light from the divine to enter upon that area to soothe, heal, and relax. Having achieved the greatest amount of relaxed state that you can at this moment, let us just visualize ourselves sitting in a white cylinder of light. Now, this white light comes from God, from the divine. Allow it to come from heaven and surround you with its clarity, healing, and unconditional love. Allow the white light to penetrate your auras, fortify yourself, fill your entire body, and raise your vibration. Now become aware of the presence of a being approaching you. This being is one of your guides or guardian angels. begin to sense the overwhelming, unconditional love they hold for you. With each step as they approach, the love for you gets stronger and stronger. You feel yourself enveloped not only by their energy, but their love. Soak that in. Take a moment and see if you can see in your mind's eye anything of your guide, a face, a color, an article of clothing. Perhaps you are already familiar with your guide. Then just allow them to embrace you, for they have come to lead you on a journey. Gently allow yourself to be swept up in their loving, capable arms and feel yourself begin to move to another reality. As your guide gently places you down, you look around and you find yourself in a meadow. A beautiful meadow with lush green grass, speckled with wildflowers of all different colors, reds, orange, blues, violets. The sun is shining a bright yellow in the sky, and the sky is crystal clear, a beautiful light blue shade with white puffy clouds. There's a very gentle breeze that tickles your skin, and the temperature is just perfect for you. You begin to inhale a beautiful floral fragrance from the beautiful flowers. And you see that some of the dew is still remaining from the morning on the grass. Off in the distance, you hear the cries of the birds and the singing as they fly through the sky with complete freedom. Your guide smiles, pleased that you are enjoying all of the sensations and beauty of this place that they have brought you. Your guide beckons you to follow them as they walk towards a small wooded portion of the meadow. As you come closer to the wooded section, you see that there is a path. And you realize that your guide is leading you down this path through the woods. It's a very short path, so soon you find yourself in a nice clearing with a little creek and the bubbling of the water. You are quite peaceful and feeling serene at this moment. You take in a nice deep breath, and you enjoy this place, this heaven on earth. And your guide communicates to you that in addition to the flowers and the birds, animals live here too. But you have no need to fear these animals, because in this place, everyone is one with each other. Everyone gets along, and they communicate freely between species. And your guide says to you, one of your totem or spirit animals wishes to enter and communicate with you. You readily agree and fill with anticipation. You hear a rustling coming from that path had led you to this clearing, and you begin to see an animal approaching. See if you can see the animal. Is it a deer? Is it a skunk? Perhaps it's a lion or a horse. What animal are you seeing? Invite the animal to approach you so that you may touch the animal. allow yourself to remain open to receive guidance from this animal, the spirit guide. Your guide begins to step back into your awareness, and this signals to you that it's time for your animal, your spirit guide, to take leave. But as they do, they part by giving you an energetic hug, and the energy they give you contains abilities or traits that will assist you in your path now. You express gratitude to them, and they reassure you that they too shall be traveling with you during this time. And with that, your animal guide turns and begins to walk down the path into the trees. Your guide tells you that it's time that we too must also leave this beautiful, tranquil place. So as you rise and take the hand of your guide, they lead you down to the path and through the path to the meadow. You find yourself standing in that beautiful meadow again with the fragrant flowers, the sun shining brightly, warming the air, while a mild breeze cools the skin and brings the fragrances of the flowers right to you. You take in a nice deep breath of this beautiful place, and you look around one more time so that you may place this beautiful place into your memories. Perhaps place it into your heart chakra, so that you may return whenever you desire to. And you know that your guide is always willing to bring you here. You turn to your guide and once again express gratitude to them for bringing you to this wonderful place, which enabled you to meet one of your animal spirit guides. Your guide smiles, thrilled that you have found peace and answers and are feeling better. They embrace you once again with their energy, and you feel yourself gently being lifted as your guide safely and securely begins to return you to the present moment in time. You begin to become aware of your physical body and the chair that you're sitting on. You begin to become aware of your feet, and perhaps you might wiggle your toes. You begin to become aware of your hands, and perhaps you may wiggle your fingers. Take in a nice deep breath and just center yourself, retaining your heightened state of relaxation and calmness, for that is a gift for you to keep. Remember the messages or the visions that you received in your journey, for those too are a gift from the universe to you. And when you're ready, open your eyes and be fully present in this moment. Namaste. So you back, Rose?
I almost didn't want to come back.
That's good. That's a sign of a good meditation. So I thank you for that.
Thank you. Oh, yeah, that was just so good.
Meditation, it's where it's at. Were you
that's
able
great.
To see
I
your the spirit animal visiting you?
Oh, my spirit animal always visits me. I have seven, I believe, seven totems that I've recognized and connected to. So, yeah.
But did you see the one who came in tonight?
My own?
Yeah. Did you go with the meditation?
Yeah. Again, you know, Wolf is always ever present with me, but the Hawk came in tonight.
Ah.
Oh, it was really good. I think it's funny because, in a way, I think Hawk came in tonight to say that he or she was honored that it's kind of like the animal of the show of our totem because we both had Hawk energy and Hawk as a totem. So, yeah, I think it was like a visit of gratitude.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
I had a badger step in.
Oh, cool. That was
very
cool.
Kind of cool.
Yeah.
You know, what do they tell us about badger? You must be persistent and stick with your project to its completion, no matter what. Be willing to ferociously defend your beliefs and principles and meet any challenges or criticisms head on. It's time to stop your delay and avoidance taxes and get on with what you need to do. Lordy, I've done nine events in 8 days. How much more do they want me to do?
I don't know, but Spirit seems to be on a do it theme these days because I know the last couple of readings I had, they're advising me to tell people do it. So just telling people, do it, just do it. Don't think about it. We have a message today from Bear, and Bear says, deep in slumber, dreams unending, wise old Bear, patient, strong, send me dreams of transformation, grant me intuition along with introspection of my life, inner listening, no more strife. So Bear is saying, listen to that intuition, listen to the gut, listen to the internal GPS, and watch how things work out for the best.
That's a good message.
So, you know, you got to keep listening to that. And I see we have some new callers here, and I just want to let you guys know, if you want to get on air and chat with us, or if you have a question, please press #1 on your phone so we know you'd like to speak. And otherwise, if you don't, you know, enjoy the show. Keep listening.
So I was reading the Native American belief system. It says that we have 9 totem animals that accompany us during an incarnation.
Yeah.
And you said you know 7 of them. That's pretty good.
Well, I'm not sure if all 9 come through, you know, while we're here, but I know it's up to 9, but yeah, I've got 7.
And that's kind of like when 7. You see those, I thought that was very interesting. I was in North Carolina near Asheville a few years ago, and this gentleman knew his totem animals, and he had somebody make him a totem pole. With the different his different totem animals, I thought that was so interesting and beautiful.
Oh, nice. That is really cool. Yeah.
I know that myself. I have lioness, hawk, deer. Trying to think of some of the others. But the animals actually serve a couple of purposes. They could be totem, which means they travel with you during your lifetime here, or they might just be the bearer of messages or perhaps a short-term guide because a particular animal represents or has attributes that you may need at that moment. So, for
right.
example, the badger, because I heard, you know, it's also for somebody who's listening, the badger tells you to be ferocious and persistent in your beliefs, to stand your ground. So it sounds, you know, to me, that people that get badger, you know, maybe having a situation where they're going to strongly discuss their beliefs.
Right.
And also
right.
to stay on the path, focused, and doing, not to dawdle. I actually, it was funny, I kind of gave a similar message to my client earlier today. Not quite sure how it pertains to me, only because I would think, you know, Spirit would want me to slow down a bit from the rapidness I've been doing for the last 2 weeks, but it's just the time of the year. That's part of it, the time of the year. Everybody wants psychic mediumship programs, et cetera, around Halloween.
Yeah, what was up with that? I got so busy from, I'd say, Friday till, well, actually, it's going through to tomorrow, that this week was craziness. It was like Halloween hit and everybody wanted a psychic.
Yeah, well, people, their attention is on, you know, Day of the Dead, All Souls Day. So their attention is on the thinning veils between the worlds. And so it's, since the attention's there, do then have an event with a psychic, you know, versus having a tuba player.
Right.
Sorry, that's my meager attempt at a joke. I should have monkey as one of my totem animals to work on my comedy routine.
Yeah, watch it with the monkey. I'm in Chinese astrology, I'm a monkey. I know we're playful, but a lot of times we're the butt of a bad joke. Another thing is, you know, throughout our lives we encounter animals of a special nature that, you know, they bring us certain gifts of spirit. And these animals are not necessarily totem animals, but they're what's known as power animals. And they visit us for the purpose of sharing knowledge, and they give us necessary abilities or teachings of wisdom that it's important for us to know. And these can be called familiars by some people. It's a popular common European term. Or allies, which is a more Northern American Indian term. Totems, guides, or power animals, they're all from different cultures and different faiths, but they all have something to show us, to teach us, and to give us. So, yeah.
Absolutely. And then, you know, as I was pointing out before, they're also messengers. I had a situation last couple of weeks. I was driving, and, you know, Spirit will send you a message, but if you're not sure, they will repeat it for you, okay? They're very patient. So I had a chipmunk run in front of my car, and I slowed down, and then he turned, and I realized, wait a minute, there's something going on. I felt like this is for me. But then I, you know, went on my way, and I forgot about it because I'm crazy busy. And then a couple days later, once again, a chipmunk came out in front of me. Now, I got to be honest, I think I've had maybe 4 encounters with chipmunks in the last 6 months. So these were like a couple of days apart. And I again heard from Spirit, this is for you, okay? but I got home and I got busy doing this, that, and the other. I forgot to look up the message. So about a week after that, I'm driving to one of the library events I was doing. And, you know, I have to pay attention because I'm going to new locations. I don't really know where I'm going. And all of a sudden, I just looked to the side and I saw, like, 20 feet from the road and somebody's yard, a tiny little chipmunk. I mean, there's no reason I should have seen that because I have poor eyesight to begin with. And I just got pulled to look and notice that chipmunk. So I said, all right, I'm listening, Spirit. That's the third time. And wasn't I delighted when I finally took the moment to kind of look up the message of what chipmunk brings, which is, your dreams are about to come true. Now, I don't mean all my dreams, but things that, you know, I may have been manifesting. Chipmunk comes in to tell you that, you know, it's about to happen. So that was an absolutely lovely message to receive. And, you know, if you are aware that the animals will bring you messages like this, and you're observant, life gets a little sweeter. It really does.
I was going to make a bad joke. I was going to say, you mean you were being badgered by chipmunk?
Okay. Well. You go. Blend with that monkey energy, girl. Neither one of us are going to get the Comedy Central Award for the year, but that was cute. Yeah, so of course I haven't seen a chipmunk since. It's been 2 weeks. But I finally got the message. Now,
yeah,
I'm
I didn't know what a chipmunk was for the longest time.
You didn't? We had those growing up, and then I didn't see them for a long time, and now they seem to be coming back. Deer come.
I'm a city girl, so I didn't see chipmunks in the city, but when I came out here, and you know, I really didn't even see chipmunks out here. I saw my first chipmunk in Jersey. What the hell is that thing? And my cousin's like, It's a chipmunk. So.
Aw. Do you have any deer where you are?
No.
We have
deer. You know, I'm in Nassau County. They pretty much have citified Nassau County to the point where when I moved out here 23 years ago, we had rabbits. I don't see rabbits anymore and nothing.
Yeah, we have rabbits. But the deer population is getting rather large, and I am still in awe of seeing a deer. I know that sounds silly, but I've grown up my whole life in Northport. There was never any talk of deers being here. By the time I got to be, you know, an adult, I heard there might be about 7-8 miles away on this one estate. They had some deer that swam over from Connecticut. But it wasn't anything you'd see in town. And now, on my way home, you know, I got to go careful because sometimes you get 3 or 4 deer running across the road, one after the other. And they're not, they're kind of friendly. I'll stop the car and take a picture. I've gotten out of the car and I get to be within 8 feet of them. And these are fawns. I'm not doing this with the bucks because they can be a little territorial. But it just, I love it. I know that it's not okay.
Yeah.
You know, it's horrible if your car collides with one of them. It can do severe damage to the car, driver, and the deer. But, you know, last year it was so funny because I'm so not used to seeing deer. It was one of those, you know, frozen periods in January or February, probably February. I was leaving my office to go home after teaching, and I'm driving up Main Street, and it was just dead. You know, it was 9:30 at night. And it was like -4 degrees out, so nobody's out, nobody's walking. There's snow and ice all over the place on the sidewalks. And I see this, what I thought was a dog at first, running up Main Street. I said, oh, dear God, it's not going to survive the night because, you know, it was supposed to go down to -20 with the wind chill factor. So it ran off into a parking lot, so I went and followed it. I was going to put it in my car and just, like, keep it in my garage overnight.
You know, I would have done the same thing.
But then it was gone, and I realized, oh my God, that wasn't a dog. That was a fawn. It was a deer. So, but anyway,
yeah.
The animals can definitely give you messages.
Oh, definitely.
You just have to be observant. And, you know, I got the chipmunk message 3 times from Spirit. So, you know, understand that they will have you notice it a couple of times so you can be sure it's a message and not just a, you know, animal. Obviously, if I'm not getting messages because of dogs, I own 3 of them.
Yeah, and it's funny because I'm looking, you know, when it says here, when you have a deer as a spirit animal, you're highly sensitive and have strong intuition. And I can see that applying to you.
Deer's one of my totems. But
yeah.
I just happen to be in awe that we now actually have them located in Northport. You know, growing up, the only time you saw a deer was to go upstate or people coming home with them on their roofs. So.
Yeah, that I don't like. It's funny, when we first moved in here, I remember opening the front door. This was like right after the closing. You got the keys and it was like, you know, moving to your own home. And the first thing that caught my senses, I'm going to say, was the sound of the Canadian geese flying overhead.
Ah.
And that sound just has such a resonance with me. Now, I don't have goose or geese as totem animal or anything. But it just, I don't know, it just had a certain meaning for me that day. And now every time I hear that sound, I love it.
Yeah, it can be very soothing. Well, one of my animals is crow, or the raven. Although I have to be honest, it's cousin to the magpie. And I was mesmerized my first trip to the UK a couple of years ago with the magpies. I just explode with joy when I see a magpie. Now, I don't know if they're considered nuisances over there, but I'm bedazzled by seeing them. And, you know, the message with magpie is act on any and all opportunities that present themselves to you without hesitation. Pay attention to any signs or omens as they will serve to guide you, whether they're visual, auditory, or kinesthetic. Be especially clear and straightforward in your verbal communication, saying what you mean while at the same time listening carefully to what the other person is saying. And all of that is part of, you know, how I conduct myself to begin with. It's, you know, if there's an opportunity presented to you, unless there's some reason you shouldn't, definitely seize it. Have as many of experiences as you can during this incarnation or this lifetime. So, you know, I just resonate with the message of the magpie and the animal itself.
Yeah. I've never seen any of them. Never seen them around.
Well, I don't know if they're from here. I didn't see them until I went over there to the
UK.
You saw
it in the UK.
Yes. And I just, it's like, you know, I happen to love crows and ravens, which we did have. And what the magpie is, it looks like a cousin to that animal, but it's black and white versus solid black.
Right.
So I just, you know, I was just mesmerized by him.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of
which one I had.
The one thing I love about Raven is they say, and I've used this in my Reiki and distance Reiki, and as a matter of fact, I have a replica. I had someone come over one day, and they thought it was actually a taxidermied raven, but it's not. It's a replica of a raven that I keep on the Reiki ward crystal grid for healing, because Raven is known as the messenger of distance healing. So I got him. He sits on the grid. He helps send out the healing. And it's the one thing I like about Raven, because I really like ravens, and I think it was great that they're the messengers of distance healing.
Super. I hadn't heard that one. I like to learn that. I know that
yeah.
they are messengers and, you know, prophetic. They help you with developing your ability to prophesize and to see future
yeah.
events. But I wasn't aware they're also associated with long-distance healing. That's so cool.
Yeah, I'll
so,
send you the information I have. I have it as a Word doc because a lot of people, yeah, don't know it. So it's good information to have and to share.
Thank you. Thank you. Because we do long-distance healing every week in my office, sending out to those in need. So how about our listeners? Everyone's being a little bit quiet on the phones.
Everybody's being quiet. We've got a couple of people here. Someone asked for... actually, I should actually share this on air. Someone from the chat room asked, she says that her name is Emily. Hi, Emily. And she's
Hi, Emily.
Seeing a lot of spiders around. And normally she is feeling sort of connected to spiders. And a huge spider even made a large web outside of her work, which she had to see every day. So she was wondering... if we can offer some insight into why she keeps seeing spiders or any messages from the spider. And what I got here is I told her, I sent it into chat, spider is a remarkable figure of feminine energy and creativity in the spirit animal kingdom. Spiders are characterized by the skilled weaving of intricate webs and patience in awaiting for their prey. Having spider as a power animal or a totem helps you tune into life's ebbs and flows and ingeniously weave every step of your destiny. And I also noticed something about the spider being grandmother spider and helping and bringing advice. So, do you want to add to that anything, Winterbrook?
Yeah, I have the Stephen Farmer book I kind of use, I go to for insight on the animals. And it's he looks at it as it's an opportunity to assess your deepest wisdom and assimilate it so that it becomes a part of your daily living. There's some more, but I think the parts that pertain to Emily are don't limit yourself to the mundane world, but instead be willing to explore other dimensions and realities. And it's time to write creatively without limits of tradition or habit, allowing yourself to be inspired by nature. So that's
yeah.
what I'm getting is the part of the messages that are for her.
Right. Last year, more than this year, I had a lot of times. We had this one humongous spider. She was like the size of a half a dollar. And she
would build
her web right outside my back door. And, of course, once she put the web there, I stopped using the back door because I didn't want to destroy her web. And I think one time one of the landscapers or something walked into it or something and messed up her web. Well, she came back the next day and started all over again, did a whole new web, and just hung out there.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm here. Not going anywhere. I'm like, okay.
Yeah, we don't get too many messages from spiders in this house. My girls are definitely afraid of them. So what we get is, Mom! And I go from Mom to Spider Hunter. If we can get it outside.
I used to give them free rein over my house, but I got bit by one one time, and it really didn't cause a problem, except that the bite was on my arm for like a year or more.
Oh.
Yeah, I mean, it didn't do anything. It was just you could see the dot and the circle or whatever. And I really thought it was going to get out of hand and blow up and all caught. But nothing really happened.
Well,
but
it's
after
a regular
that
spider
time,
bite. You do have to be careful with those boogers because I had a spider bite from a poison spider down in Puerto Rico. And I had three welts, and then I didn't even realize it happened, and my leg went numb.
Yeah, I was expecting this. Welt up, but it didn't, and I'm like, okay, but from that point on, I was like, you know what, I never like to kill spiders, but if you're inside my house, don't let me get you, because if I do, you're dead. All bets are off. We do have a caller here. Let's see. Hi, caller. Area code 407. You're on the air with Rosa Winterbrook. Who's on the line? Okay. 407. Hello. You're on the air.
Oh, hello. Oh, sorry. I had you on mute. I'm sorry. my name's Danielle, and I've been listening to you guys for a while now, and I appreciate everything. It's very nice. As far as the animals go, I haven't really seen any animals, but what's weird that has been happening is my light's been flickering on and off, and then my stepfather, his birthday's today, and like last week, he crossed over. But last week, I was talking about his birthday, and then I something in the closet fell, and then I picked up this eraser, and on the back of it, it said my birthday. So so I've been getting like weird signs as far as that goes. Like my lights will literally flicker and off.
Did you know or do you understand that spirits can manipulate electronic devices, including light bulbs, and they frequently try to communicate that they're present and saying, hi, I love you, I'm here, by flickering the light bulb, turning on the TV.
I think somebody was trying to wish her a happy birthday, deliver the message.
Well, I think she said it was her stepfather's birthday, so it sounds like, because when you first started to talk about the flickering light, I saw a man pop into my awareness. I was going to ask you if you had a grandfather in spirit, but it could be the stepfather that you were mentioning. I would definitely say there's a connection there.
I have both. I have a grandfather and a stepfather.
Yeah, because I felt this was an older gentleman because it went right into my awareness when you mentioned the flashing light, the flickering light bulb. But then when you went on to say that, you know, the birthday eraser that fell, or something fell in the closet, when you looked, it was the eraser, and on there it says my birthday, and it is his birthday. I think it's him coming through. Now, that's not to say that your other loved ones aren't around you. Was he about 5'10"?
Yes.
Okay. And hot diggity dog, he said, oh, I'm linked. I'm linked. Was he maybe a thinner build, especially at the end?
Yes.
Okay. And let's see.
So I want to just make sure because I think I might have missed. Danielle, you didn't say you just had a birthday?
No, my birthday's next month. But my stepfather's birthday is today, and then I also have a little brother.
You have a younger brother in spirit?
Yes.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. But I'm with the stepfather right now. And now, did he have a dog associated with him? Or there's a dog associated with the family, almost like a lab style?
Yes,
dog? There's one with him right now in spirit, and he's just petting it, and he seems to be very pleased to have it with him. And he says, we stay all together. And you're going to keep seeing the light flickering. He's having a grand old time doing that, trying to say hello to you. There's going to be more happening, too. You're going to feel, okay, closer to the holidays, because I'm seeing like a Christmas tree to kind of pinpoint, you may feel a cool breeze out of nowhere. Okay?
I feel that right now, actually.
Perfect. They're working. Your loved ones in spirit are very physically phenomena-oriented. So they seem to be wanting to let you know they're around. And you like to have them around. You feel a little bit safer, they're telling me. With them watching over you, at least that's the way they feel. All right, so they like to watch over and keep every. I feel like they guard the house. I see this one, the stepfather. I feel like he walks around with like a soldier with a gun, you know, off the shoulder.
Yeah, that's how he was. He was very like a soldier on point, and
perfect,
you know, making
sure
everything.
That's what he's showing me. And he's walking around the house, guarding it, trying to make himself useful. I think he liked to be useful, and he liked to be needed. Like, he, you know, he would be upset if he couldn't do something to help someone. Do you understand?
Yeah.
That made him good. When he, if even was a small favor, if he was able to do something that improved, he felt good. That went towards his sense of manliness. Okay,
mm-hmm.
So he likes, you know, so he's showing me that now. He just needs you to know he loves you very much. And the little situation at work is going to work out. Do you have a little something going on at work?
I have a situation going on, like, for finding work and working towards my career. And
okay, because that's the same. The little situation at work is going to work out. So maybe he's trying to tell you it's coming down. It's you're going to find it. It's going to come
down. Yeah, thank you. That sounds good, because I've been really stressed out with studying and working towards my career. So.
Okay, so he's coming through. He's aware of your stress, because that's why he brought that particular message through me, to let you know it is going to work out. You got to keep going, though. Don't slack off, he's saying. Put your nose to the grindstone. It's going to pay off.
Okay. Thank you.
You're quite welcome, dear. So I'm going to leave him with you with the blessings of spirit.
Thank you so much.
My pleasure. Have a wonderful evening. Rose, do you want to add anything?
No, not much. I did get the feeling that he liked to be in control a lot. He liked to call the shots.
Yeah, exactly. Yep.
So, yeah. But he's loving it. He's loving it. And, don't worry. I just heard he's got it under control. So, yeah, don't worry about it. He's at the helm. Things will be fine.
Thank you so much. That makes a lot of sense, because I have been kind of slacking off a little bit. So thank you.
You're welcome, dear. Good luck with everything.
Yeah, good luck. And thank you so much for listening to us every week.
I love listening to you guys. You guys are very, it's a pleasure to have this free, you know, time that you're giving me. So
thank you. Thank
you. It's our pleasure, yeah. Because we love what we do.
I appreciate it.
Aw.
Great. We're glad. Let me see. That's about it. I don't have anybody asking questions. All quiet on the Western Front, or the Eastern Front, wherever you are. And let me see. I know I got this out for a reason. Next week, what we're going to be doing is animal readings, pet readings. If you have a pet that you would like us to communicate with or tap into, and if we can help you communicate more with your pet and find out if you might have some issues going on, what the issues are, or how the pet feels, or what will be the liaisons and help you out with pets.
And those pets that have also crossed into spirit, because sometimes they like to come back and, you know, bring a message.
Yeah, I just did a reading this evening right before the show. I concluded the reading where the lady said to me, I had a dog who just passed this past weekend, and right away spirit showed me he was a black dog. And so I said to her, was he a black dog? She says, yeah, a little black poodle. And she was so upset, and she said, I just want to know how he is. And I said, he's fine. Actually, he's telling me he's a lot better now than he was before he crossed, and he's so happy to be relieved of the pain, because he was just in a lot of pain. So I said, he's happy. He says to tell you that he is very thankful because you released him from that state. And the dog told me that he's still sleeping with her. So I said, he used to sleep with you? She said, yeah. I said, well, he wants me to tell you that he's still sleeping with you. You might not be able to see him, but he's there. So that helped her. She was happy to hear that. Now I'm glad he came through so quickly.
Yeah.
Little sweetheart. Yeah.
That's beautiful. Yeah, people are very close to their pets. I've had clients come to me, and they don't want to hear from Grandma, Uncle Joe, or anybody else. They only want to hear from Charlie the cat. And I had to channel a cat for 20 minutes. I said, no, we don't want to hear from them. They're nice, but we want to hear from Charlie the cat. I'm like, okay.
Oh, that's hysterical.
But anyway, so it's been a great night. I want to thank everyone who tuned in. We appreciate you taking time to listen to us.
In here. And those of you guys... audience may not be, but you know, you can come by. It's a great evening. Come there or not, get together and have a great evening with the psychics that are there. Till next week, everybody, thank you so much for joining us.
Take care.